My name is Brandon, and I attend Mapletown Junior Senior High School. I am 14 years old and in the 8th grade. I am going to talk to you about some of the advantages and disadvantages of living where I live. Greene County is a nice place to live because there's always tons of things you can do. And it's really small, so everyone is really close together and you can always hang out with your friends. There's a skating rink here that opens up on weekends during the school year, and most of the kids around here go there to skate and have fun. And during the summer at the same place, they open up a pool that you can go to. On top of that, there are many parks around the area, and every nice day you'd be lucky to see any kids inside. Greene County is also a place that's filled with a lot of farmland, so many people around here own animals such as horses, chickens, and cattle. I own a deer farm though, which is different from most of the farms around here, but it's a cool thing to have since it's different from everybody else. Whenever people come over, they're fascinated with the deer and love them. I also have chickens on my farm, which is a cool mix to the deer because everyone likes them too. Everyone loves petting the deer and feeding the chicken, and it's cool to know that my animals make people happy. Greene County also has a lot of smaller, not well-known stores. Like in Greensboro, for example, the Grocery Bag, which is a little convenience store, and down in Dillinger, there's a store called the Dillinger Convenience Store. The name says it all once you hear it, but they have good food and aren't that expensive. After all of that, I can wrap up all the advantages of living where I live. Now let's get to the disadvantages of living in a rural community. Living here has a lot of setbacks. It's harder to get your name heard since it's a small community, and there are people that aren't the best kind of role models. I'm not saying that there are not role models down here, because there is, but there are some really bad drug use in certain parts of the community, and it's not safe for some of the children. Sooner or later, children are going to find out what these people are doing, and then they might try to do it. And if they try to do it, they could peer pressure their friends into it, and they can go into an everlasting cycle. And that's something that our community doesn't want. Since it's such a small community, it's an easy way to get a bad reputation. The community where I live, which is Mapletown, already has a bad reputation because of the past where there was really bad drug use, but everything has changed now and everyone isn't doing drugs anymore. Most of the people around here are clean now, and I feel that everybody where I live should start clearing up our stereotype that everyone thinks we have. But that's what I feel are the advantages and disadvantages of living where I live, so thanks for listening.